I want to just express a full idea, which I realized, which probably wasn't expressed clear enough, and I don't think was maybe understood b'chlal. Kadosh Baruch Hu berachma v'agdoilim gives us teichacha. So I used the phrase yesterday as tough love. Kadosh Baruch Hu won't allow us to go away from him. But let's just appreciate and understand the depth of that idea. It's a pasuk, l'maisa. Shteitin pasuk. Novi, we have one of our rafteris. Rak eschem yodati, called mishpachay svadom. It is only you that I have a close relationship to. As a nation, rak eschem yodati, mikol mishpachay svadom. Al kein, efked aleichem is called avin eseichem. Therefore, I will be poiked on you for all of your avinus. Okay, yodati is a lotion of intimate kesher. Adam yoda es chava ishtoi. Rak eschem yodatim kol mishpachay svadom. Al kein efked aleichem is kol avin eseichem. What means this? When we see a Holocaust, when we see a horrific tragedy, punishment, we see 2,000 years of ghosts on Klal Yisrael. Zogt uns de Navi, Adrab, look at that and realize how much I love you. Look at that and realize, Fakert, the deep love that I have for you. Das ist was steht im Pasuk. No stupid Christian could argue with you. Zum Fusche Pasuk. Rak eschem yodati. Mikol mishpachoy so adomo. Al kein efkoid aleichem es kol avonei seichem. Es kol avonei seichem. I won't let you get by with anything. Moshe v'aron b'choyanov u'shmuel b'korei shmoy, says the Pasuk. Koyim al Hashem v'hu ya'anim. Wow. Ba'amud onon gedabra aleihem. Shomrei doisov. They kept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's edus ad asof. V'choy knos al nome. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. He taught them his Torah. Only Moshe and Aaron, the highest mandrake, they received Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're all talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no direct Nisinas Torah, only through Moshe and Aaron. Hashem Elokeinu ato anisom. Kel noisi ha'yisol lahem. But v'noikim alali noisom. You didn't forgive any one of their mistakes. This week's parasha. Kasha meis Aaron ochicho. You'll also die. You made a mistake. Rashi, beautiful Rashi. Chazal. The Pasuk explains this week's parasha. How the Pasuk describes Al Hashem risem pi, since you mamre my tzivui. Kashem risem pi midat zmin rivus ha'idu like dishim amayim le'neim emrim v'az kodesh mid barzin. Again, it's the Pasuk Yudale. It's because Nochamol, why is it repeated again? So Rashi brings. There's moshel to two women who schlepped to Bezdin. One Nebuch was Mezane, the terrible Haveris. And the other one ate from Pagei Shviz, something which had already been Biur, and it was Israchila on the Teino, and she also got Malkus for eating. So she's getting Malkus for Nebuch. I'm getting Malkus for eating Pagei Shviz. Just a big sign that Isha Plonis is getting Malkus because of Pagei Shviz. That I ate something which was Mutter Bachila, but it passed this man. I ate a Taina that passed this man beer, that it had a heter, and just I ate it after its man beer. I didn't appreciate the severity of it. Kashim Risen P, says Rashi. Sinish given merit from them, it wasn't anything more than that. And the Posuk is rubbing it in to say, don't think it was anything more than that. Fakert. The greater a person is, the greater the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to him is, every mice is accounted for. Every mice is accounted for. Everything makes a roshah. Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachay so adoma. I have an intimate, loving relationship only with you. Al kein efkod aleichem skolav meisecha. Yes. Every single puronus that happens to Yisrael, it has never happened to any other nation. No other nation went through the Holocaust that we went through. And don't bring me some stupid Armenian chves nishwa. The darkest of suffering, the people who suffered for 6 years only to die at the end of the war, and the worst of the worst. Adrab. Vashtet in Pasuk. You know my Malachim learning. In the Vashtet, let the Pasuk speak to us. Before I even explain it. Or maybe I won't even explain it. And that is Vashtet. But Vashtet in Pasuk, Gzboch was telling us, Rabbi Zai, you see a Holocaust. You see the worst of tragedies that happened. You people suffer more than any other nation. Adrab. It's because Eschem Yodati, I have an intimate relationship with you, and you're the only nation I care about. You're the only nation that I have a shaychus with. This is the greatest raya, says the pasuk, of my love to you. And I want to, you know, maybe I'll share a personal story. It was a yid, Yoina Emanuel, lived on Brand. In Harnov, was an optician on King George. Had a story, Yonah, Emmanuel Et, he had a shutef, I forget the name. It's like coming from Yafo, you shouldn't be going there. But anyway, if you do, it's something like the 8th store on the right. And if it's still there, I wonder. Possibly, you know, these yekes, even if it makes sense that such a type of store would just be there for many years later. This Yoni Emanuel, he lived in Harnov. He was in Bergen-Belsen. He was in Holland. He came from such an erlich yekish mishpacha, like beyond description. He's kept the rules, you know, adasof, when they're on the death trains, you know, yes, tefillas aderech, not tefillas aderech. The new day, the level of tiktok. He was a 15-year-old bacher. He was a group of workers that he was part of, and he had to find himself a different group. It was relatively an easy job, relatively easy. Nothing was easy, but he was able to keep Shabbos in the job, but he just couldn't take the chevra. They had a 15-minute break in the middle of the day. They worked for 12 hours and had a 15-minute break. Okay, so the other Yidden who didn't appreciate that they were Jewish. About a group of leftists warped in the Hashkafas in Lagarma without appreciation, b'chal that they're Jewish. So they managed to get their hands on a book. And religiously, you know, they during their 15-minute break, so as they would eat the minimal shiva, minimal piece of bread that they had to eat. So there would be one guy who would read B'kvias from the book. Okay, what was this book? This book was exactly what I mentioned before. I don't plan on discussing it, but Adrav, it brings on the point well. About the genocide of the Armenians by the Turkish at the end of World War I. And it was a ganze book going through the horrible challenges that and all the murders, whatever, that the Armenians went through. Okay, and they're being makbin, and this guy with the dvikus in the floor is reading it out and telling out the story to all this group of Nebuch Yidden who are suffering in Bergen-Belsen. So he, a 15-year-old Helig Yiddish Bacher, he asks, he says, why are we reading this book with such a... Well, it's very important to realize that we're not unique in our suffering. That these type of sufferings have been existent, and other nations have been suffering as well. And there's nothing extinct and more defining of the Jewish nation and our suffering. It's been commonly so, and other nations have also suffered. What is the tifkat from this mice? Ultimately, he just had to leave the group. It was a group that relatively, they were sorting shoes. It was relatively not such a hard job. It wasn't Mishgefer. I mean, he was able to keep Melech Shabbos when he had to go to the other group. He had to rack his brain how to be able to keep Shabbos and only and Chas V'Shalom not to do the races and Bikuach Nefesh Mamash. He had to leave the group because the social matzah for him was he couldn't take the nivul pen and the shiftless of the whole nusach of these of the group. Even they understood. Even they understood. If there's something unique to our suffering, we must be special. There must be something different. We're chosen. How many Jews, once they've been exposed to anti-Semitism, specifically the past 2.5 years, ever since October 7th, how many Jews have been suddenly awakened, or hopefully, or they're given the opportunity to be awakened? There is something unique in my being Jewish. I'm not just a regular Yale student guy who's going to college. There's something unique to me, yes, that I'm being put to shame and to blame and to attack. There's something unique. There's something special. That's the posuk. And never a person who has bechiru chavshis till the last minute, no matter what. As a yochid, everyone has a bechiru chavshis. They're not willing to do it. They can be busy reading. Yeah, I've had it. Our suffering is nothing unique to us. If you want to deny your chelik elikami mal and you're being a pinta leyid, you'll go run to some Armenian genocide and you say, oh, they also suffer. Let's go deeper. When we appreciate it's coming from Ahava, we have to appreciate it. That was the idea. Had I spoken out fully yesterday, I would have expressed. Klal Yisrael, Dveikus Nakadosh Baruch Hu, and the tachlis that we have to get to has so much more to it. That from a mokim of Ahava, we have to say it's worthwhile going through all of this. We have now 3 haftaras of Puronus. Kenegedach Chachomim Takona. We have 7 haftaras of Nechama afterwards. Until we can appreciate properly Ze Keneged Ze, the Nechama, what's waiting for us, we can't properly also appreciate the Puronus. Because we have to appreciate there's a greater tachlis. The Puronus is worthwhile. Forgive me the phrase, because and when I say forgive me the phrase, don't take it at all literally. But in the deeper sense, what I try to be try to understand the dahar what I'm trying to say. The Holocaust was worth it. The 2,000 years of Golis was worth it. Including every single horrific pain of the Yiddish mama, her children starving to death, and for months on, she's scrambling and cheaping to give a morsel of food, and her kids are escaping the ghetto walls, going to the other side, bartering whatever, bringing back sacks of potatoes, smuggling through, and coming back to give mommy some potatoes to be able to bake for the sibling, and going through months and months and years and torture, and then as he's climbing over and his sister's waiting for him to throw over the potatoes, he gets shot by a Jewish Russian policeman or by Nazi chvesnish what. And as he's dying, he throws the potatoes to his sister. Chap, chap, get to mama. All of the worst of suffering, the worst, v'chulu v'chulu, what we've suffered. And millions of us. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. There's something much greater waiting for us. Much greater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu begged for Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, what? There's going to be Arba Goluyos. You want to reach a Madrega Givaldik, but you should know. There's no day that doesn't have in front of it a night. There's no Schwerkeiten. You want to get somewhere, you have to go through hardships. Is it worth it? Absolutely so. The suffering in Mitzrayim, in the most basic level, don't let any kofer or idiot ever challenge you with the Holocaust. Turn back to him. What a Kachemuchu plan of Knesset Sechon in Mitzrayim. It's all part of the internal plan of the Oyev Yisrael. Esav couldn't go for it. He says, I don't want to pay the shtar of getting the Torah, going in the Eretz Yisrael, living with the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, you go off the Seir. As the Pesukim, as the Haggadah describes, the beginning, there's the Brisbane Absorim, Bechira, Esav, Har Seir, it's only Yankim for one of Yordu Mitzrayim. Yankim chose, yes, I want to be the Hemshech of Yitzchak, I want to be the Hemshech of Avram, I want to be that chosen nation, come out from me. What does that mean? Go down to Mitzrayim. I'll go down to Mitzrayim. I'll pay the duties. The Hishon the Lavi Seinu, the Haftocha, you'll survive. El Chagam Oloi. The Gansag. We went up, we suffered. Kids being put into the brick walls. The suffering of Knesset Yisrael. To build us, to make it us worthy for Matan Torah. Was it worth it? Don't ask me why. Baruch Hashem, I'm mature enough and I hope I'm getting you guys mature enough. You appreciate the vos state. But yes, as a state. I don't have to know yet why. But it's klar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's internal plan, it's better for us. It's coming from a mokum of ahav. Does the Yisod. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I love you so much, I will. Tough love. Ultimately, what's he saying? What's he telling us? It's all worth it. There's something so much greater waiting for all of you. It's worthwhile going through all that pain. And it's worthwhile going through all of it. And that's the Akdom Rashi Shirshim that I read to you yesterday. With appreciation of where we go to, with the Nechama, with the Dveikus. That's why we have Shiva the Nechemta after the Shlesh of Peronis. The Shlesh of Peronis itself finishes off each Haftarah finishes off each one of these seemingly horrific Haftarahs. Finish off with Divrei Nechama and Divrei Chib, Divrei Ahava. This week's Haftarah is going to finish off. Zochayt lo chesed nuraich, avos klo esayich, lech techachar v'amidbar, beretz lo yisruo. With a tremendous gidi of Ahava. And it's all there. Nevo kodich Yisrael HaShem, gracious to us, kol oich yov yeh shomu, ro tovo yalem ru'um HaShem. Anyone who's going to touch you will be destroyed. Just wait and you'll see. Hanenu goyim amoy, kidam avod av yikam, v'nokim yosh tutsav chit bad mosul yamoy. In the Song of Love, Parshas Hazinu, which is the Shira Hazois, between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just count the psukim, go through it. Beginning with the psukim, describe. Chazag dveikus. Kineshir yori kinyal, gozil of yirachif. The dveikus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Knesset Yisrael, he the chibo nahavo. Count the psukim. How many psukim are describing a gewaltige darga of expression of love, and how much is describing peronus? And this is the shira. Shira says between Knesset Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the answer is yes. So much more is waiting for us. It's Rak Eschem Yodati. No one suffered a Holocaust like we've suffered. There's no Halig nation who went through what we've gone through and rose up above it and used it for places of growth. These Yidden like Yerna Emanuel, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kodesh Yisrael HaShem, these Yidden what they went through. And how they're able to, and as a nation, the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Heilige Yiddish Mamas, the Heilige Yiddish Tatas, the way they give up their lives and doing for each other in the worst of suffering, the Heiligkeit of Knesset Yisrael. It brought us to the best of places. I won't explain that, I don't know myself. But ultimately, yes, it will be. It's all part of the plan of growth. It's the night that brings on to the day, and there's never a day without a night. And that's the yisod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, you know, by Brisbane Absurd. And that's the secret of our nation. Shimuno Ahuvai Talmidai. This year, 5786, 2026 to the secular calendar. Hopefully, Mashiach is ototot, almost here. Hopefully. But I don't know. You're younger than me. Hopefully, you'll survive me. What will happen in our future? I don't know. But one thing I can tell you. Steht in Rambam. Verstehen Rambam. Azeh wird sein. Asidim Yisrael to do tshuva. What does that mean? As a nation, we will do tshuva. We will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will actually, all of us, as a whole nation, we will do tshuva. We'll become Dovuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a geula achris kereishis. And Yashmeinu Shemis Dias Lachem Deilokim. Rashi, the first Rashi, and the second post in Shea Shirim, for the second, Yishokeinim Nishikis Piyu, the Osid, our future is, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, Anoichi V'lo Yimi Pi Agvuro Shemanu, we will learn ultimately, the day will come, when Yishokeinim Nishikis Piyu, when we're going to learn Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, directly, no chamo. We're going to reach the highest Madregis as a nation, it's going to happen. And, Hifticha is a Torah that is going to happen through tshuva. Now tshuva has to come from us. And it will come from us. What will it take? Don't know. All of you, all of us, we have to make sure we're part of that process. First of all, doing tshuva ourselves, but doing our maximum to bring Klal Yisrael to tshuva. But it will happen one way or the other. If there'll be another October 7th, or Chas v'Shalom be another Holocaust, it is whatever is needed to bring Klal Yisrael to tshuva will happen. And no Simon Wiesenthal centers and no Chves Nish organizations can fight a second Holocaust if that is what is going to be beneficial for us to bring us to tshuva. It is going to happen because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Like Eskom Yodatim Kol Mishpocha Yisrael Adam. We're going to get to that day. We're going to get to the day of Yishakenim and Shikar's Peel. Whatever it takes, we're going to get there. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring us there. Because He loves us. He cares for us. A lot to talk about. I want to finish early because guys might be heading out. Just in this week's parasha, we have Sifri, Vaidab Hashem and Moshe Leimor, Tzorer es Amidyonim Vikise Moiso. Kitzorim Lochem. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us as follows. Tzorer es Amidyonim. Let's translate the word tzorer. K'may zocher v'shomer, says Rashi, but that's in the dikduk. What is the word? Loshen hoive, aleichem la'ayev oisom. You have to make them your enemy. What does tzorer mean? It's not the tzibuy and a maise. Wipe them out. Kill them. Tzorer. Use them as enemies. Ki tzorer hem lochem. B'nichleim. Ashenuki lochem advar por. They are treacherous to you. They try to take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Advar Po'or. They used all their disgusting tactics to bring out the worst in you. kill you. Spiritually. They were very sweet. A little too sweet. See the Gemara's description in Sanhedrin. Repulsively sweet. Kaisal fell for them. Fell for their horrific nisyonos. And therefore what? Soror. Hate them. Chazal tell us. Godol hamachtiyoy yoyser min ahorgoy. Greater is the person who brings someone else to sin, the greater. Godol, in the sense of he has done a worse action. He has done something worse. Hamachtiyoy min ahorgoy. Someone who's machti someone else. Someone who is machti someone else is worse than a rotzeach. It's hard to say, maybe. When I mean hard to say from the world that we're growing up in and we're part of coming from, it maybe sounds a little vicious. But we have to, this is a basic yesod of Yahadus, which we have to internalize and visualize in understanding how to view people who are machti klal Yisrael. I'm not holding there properly yet. But honestly, al pi hashkofas haTorah, I know in my seichel, it's hard to say in my regish, in my emotion, not yet. But if I would be a real tzaddik, and I would be able to totally create my emotions al pi Torah, how am I supposed to view a woman like Henrietta Salt, the head of Hadassah women, back in the 30s and the 40s, 20s, the head of, she's done so much for the Jewish nation, Hadassah. Had I not been cured in Hadassah? Yes, I have. Me, my children, siblings, parents, grandparents. She was also the head of Aliyat HaNoar. She writes in 1946, proudly. I was shocked when I read this letter. I knew that she one of her main tafkidim of having Aliyat HaNoar was taking youth who had grown up religiously and making them not religious. Yes, she was very, very clear about what she saw her goal and mission to re-educate. She was a child therapist also. It was one of her mumchis. How to re-educate children, to take them away from the religious backgrounds that they came from and re-educate them. In 1946, there's a letter I read from her. I mean, it's a famous letter. How she's taking pride in which Aliyat HaNoar did. And she has it mounted to the number. I thought it would be in the tens of thousands. Nay, it's 586 or something children who we brought from the diaspora and we re-educated them into the new type of Zionistic Jew that they're whatever stupid Nuskhois she wrote that she's trying to raise them. Yes, she was behind Yaldei Tehran with all of you're young, I know what you know, what history you've read and what do you know about Yaldei Tehran. I mean, I knew survivors, from the few survivors who Yaldei Tehran or Remain Shem Retera. I had on my floor in Ponovich, we had an Alta Bocher who never, who we used to greet him and say on him, Hashem Yinkoy B'domoy, because he never really survived Hitler. He was a broken man, because he was a broken kid. He buried his mother in Siberia, and then he somehow made it through to Iran, and ultimately he was picked up by the Sochnut, and he came to Eretz Israel, and ultimately, but he was a broken man. He was a broken man. He never healed properly, and so he was one of the Shomrei Shabbos that the Ponovich Rov managed to take away from the few Yechidim that were survived. Yeah, she was one behind Yaldei Tehran. What they went through in order to take these kids who all came from choshev, religious, good backgrounds, to take them away from Yiddishkeit, to make them fry, to make them to take it away from Judaism. If I would be Tanke, the same hatred feelings that I would feel towards a Reitzeach, a Nazi murderer who in cold blood slaughtered Jewish children in their parents' hands, the Nazi who shechted Rav Gusman's son in his arms as he was holding him and cut him in a way that he bled to death within a minute in his hands. I have had terrible anger towards that person. I should feel the same about Henrik the Salt. I don't care whether she was a Tinik Shanish, but not Tinik Shanish, but these Nazis were also maybe Achvez the Shvar. Godel HaMachtir Yosem in Ahorgo. Godel HaMachtir Yosem in Ahorgo. So why could I go to Hadassah so calmly and just... Because I'm not properly... I don't have the proper Hargoshes. Maybe. I'm not... But Godel HaMachtir Yosem in Ahorgo. Would I be able to go to a Berlin hospital that gassed, that the founders of the hospital, besides the hospital, they also built gas chambers for Berlin Jews? I think I'd be repulsed. Hard for me to think I'd be able to do so. How could I so easily go to pictures of Henrietta Soul, her speeches, and who she is, and she created Hadassah women? Obviously, I'm still lacking, but I'll be hashkofas in my seichel. Godol hamachtiyo yoysim in a harga. There's another yisod in this parasha. Yeshiva quotes it. It's a yisod stam, you know, for hashkofas olam, people have to know. Chazal tell us over here, was it all the Midyanim? Was it all the Midyanim who were tzurim lachem ben yichleim? I mean, they sent tens of thousands of priestess girls and older women, all the descriptions over there in Sanhedrin, Hashem Yirachem. But wasn't all of them? So how is it that it's easy to wipe them all out? This is Sifri. Moshtein Sifri. And as you saw, without wissen, the person who dropped the bomb on Hiroshima Nagasaki, was he a Ritzayach? He killed innocent women and babies and children. And many, and he probably killed people over there who weren't interested in the war, who sided with the Americans and with the allies also. Elamai. Shem Sifri over here. And when there's an Ummah that's out to kill you, that's fighting you. Kitzurim lochem, you view all of the whole Ummah as tzurim. Yes. As a nation, they went out. The whole nation of Midian went out to be machti you. Yes, they sent an army of tens of thousands of prutzes to be machshel you. They are all to be put to blame. Lemaisa. I like to speak Lemaisa. I'm just trying to give you hashkofa for the bombers of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There's something more than Fashteto. Me, Avrami Meisel, to that Zulot number, 015-346-612, living here in Israel. I'm part of the state. If my state, as a nation, makes a declaration against HaKadosh Baruch Hu or promotes horrific hate behavior, am I to blame for that? The answer is yes. I'm part of a nation. We have a chrayis as a tzibur. Well, what did that Japanese yochid over there in Hiroshima have? He was part of a group. Yes, the German over there, that one Jochen over there who was against Hitler and he was bombed. The answer is he's part of a nation. And you carry the responsibility on the whole. Wait, so what's our future? Am I being blamed on the gay marches in Tel Aviv? Yes. Elamai. We're mechuyev in every one of us to chab. We're part of a tzibur. We carry a responsibility of a tzibur. And therefore, when there's something wrong, we have to voice our opposition and say, nein, ad kan, I'm not part of this chet. We're against this chet. It's not for us. We're against the murder of Jews. That German had to stand up and do something about it. That Japanese person had to do something about it. Collective responsibility, but pshat is, al pi hashkofas Torah, you get out of it. And that's, hanistoros l'Hashem l'keinu v'anigdos lanu in pashas v'yelech, how is the yochid punished for the tzibur? Don't be part of it. Make a macho, make a protest. If there's a bazillion of Lomdei Torah being mevaza them, don't keep quiet, don't shut up. Voice your opinion. Stand up against it. Say nay. Alma of the Oretz, because it was Gaza Tamir Chachomim. If the tragedies happen, because there's a design of Tamir Chachomim. There's a zilchil in Lomdei Torah. Am I part of it? Absolutely not. Am I going to keep quiet next to it? No, I won't. It's Mechayiv Macho. It's Mechayiv to do something, whatever a person could do. If a person can't do, then at least he's chayv to disassociate himself and say, I'm against the gay marches in Tel Aviv. Yes! I'm against this horrific secular lifestyle and doing it on a nash, as a nation. I'll finish off with the Dvar Nechama, the end of the Haftarah. And a whole nother shtick I wanted, but I never evaluate properly how it works. Hey, I want to get into it. The end of the Haftarah finishes off. Vayid v'ashem elay leimor. Holoich v'koros v'bozni yushalayim leimor. Koyom ha'ashem. זכרתי לו חסד נוראיך, אבס פלויסייך, לך תכך רבמית בו בארץ לא יזכר. קוידש ישראל להשם, ישראל is קוידש תקודש ברוך הוא. ראש is תבוע עשוי. The first is תבוע. כל איך לוב, all those who devour him, יש שם. יש שם. Let's translate, יש שם. They're guilty. Yeshom, yes. Osham, Oshem, Osham. Anyone, kol oichlo, all those who do varatai sol, or all will be Yeshom. No one can say, well, near in case I can say, well, I had a remiss that Kodesh Baruch was interested in the destruction of Yerushalayim, and therefore I destroyed them. No, as in Gemara Gittin Nun Vav, he says, no, Kodesh Baruch wants to destroy the house, but it shouldn't be me. Kol oichlo, Yeshom. And what's going to happen, ultimately, ro tovay aleihem. Evil will befall all of them. No Masha. So says Hashem. There's a medrash on this pasuk, which I like to quote. That possibly I've said it before to you also. I'll repeat it. There's a medrash on this pasuk. It says as follows. Yochol yoimatitus kvarbo nevuchanetzar vihiko bohem kvarbo sancheriv. I won't be punished anymore for them. Talmud Loimar, call Oich of Yeshom. All those who are Oichel Klal Israel, the Vow Klal Israel, will be punished. No, Havamina, Titus will say, well, Titus, Nebuchadnezzar came, Vizradim came, Samacherib came, and the Jews are already, were dealt with by others. I won't be punished. Kamash malon kaloich v'yesha. Pan Vizhrov gizok davort. There's a tesefta. Tesefta says there's a chilik between someone who eats kotshim, hegdish, eats hegdish, not kotshim, hegdish. If there's a chvesnisht, an apple that's hugdash lebel kabayis, to someone who eats truma. Someone eats something from Hekdesh. Get the lungs of the case. Don't get distracted from the story itself, the case itself. And he throws it up. And he eats it again. Is he chayiv keren v'chaymish twice for the second achila or only for the first achila? So the zok that they said is a chilek. By hekdesh, he's chayiv only in the first achila. By truma, he's chayiv in the second achila. What's the long? As long as it's poshut. Halacha is ein mor lachar moyel elo be kodshim is beyach beimis and kedisharis. Mashenk is something which is kodesh b'kedusha as domim. The moment the first there's ein mor lachar moyel, the first moment the person uses it for cholin, it's machkiah its kedusha, it goes out from its kedusha, and mimele the second person is not moyel, and it's the same halacha with the person himself. Once he eats it, it's yes elo cholin, he's not going to be chayv on it anymore. This is something which doesn't have kedushas haguf, it only has kedushas dom. Truma is kodesh kedushas haguf. The person eats truma once, he throws it up, eats it a second time, and each time that he eats it, it's chayv keren v'chaymish. It still has a chalish in truma, just because he was mechalal it and he ate it first, it doesn't take away from its kedusha. What's a kedusha does Knesset Yisrael have? It's a kedusha as guf or it's a kedusha as domim? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Racious to us, they have a Kedushas HaGuf. Their essence is Kodesh Kadoshim. Ayid is Kodesh Kadoshim. No one can be Mechalel. Ayid is never Yotze Lachulin. He's not Kedushas Domin. Ain't Moir Lachar Moir. Ayid is Kedusha Be'etzim like Racious to us, like Truma. And therefore, Racious. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, what's asoy kedusha? Kedusha saguf, like truma, reishis tivosay, and therefore kol oich yesham. Kol oich yesham. No Nazi out there can say, "Well, already, who's this Jew anymore? He's already been mechulal, 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 mechulal name. His essence is kodesh, and he can never mechal it. And therefore, kol oich yesham." Rotoy aleim ruach Hashem. Shabbos.